Thank you for calling VertiGuard Administrators. If this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. To provide the highest level of customer service, calls are being recorded. If you know your party's extension, you may enter it at any time. Para español, por favor, presione uno. If you are a member, please press 2. If you are a provider, please press 3. Please press 9 to repeat these menu options. Thank you for calling VertiGuard Administrators. If this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. To provide the highest level of customer service, calls are being recorded. If you know your party's extension, you may enter it at any time. Para español, por favor, presione uno. If you are a member, please press 2. If you are a provider, please press 3. Please press 9 to repeat these menu options.
Calling VertiGuard Administrators. My name is here. May I please have your name?
Hello, my name is Maddox M.
I'm sorry, how do you spell your first name?
Yeah, it's M-A-D-D-O-X.
D-D-O-S, right?
O-X, O-X.
Okay. You're calling from the provider's office or the facility?
Yeah, we are calling from the provider office.
What is the NPI?
Yeah, the NPI is 190-2215-106.
Let me pull up the NPI, hold on. You're calling for Middleton Family Medicine Urgent Care?
Yes.
Okay, what is the best callback number?
Sorry?
Best callback number.
Yeah, it's 219-2302091.
Member ID number?
Yeah, the member ID is 85820461601.
I'm sorry, you're cutting in and out. Do you mind providing it one more time?
Yeah, it's 85820461601.
Okay, let me try to pull up the numbers, so hold on.
Yeah, sure.
First and last name of the member and the date of birth.
Yeah, the member's name is Sarah and the date of birth is 02-16-1993.
Last name?
Last name is Lentage.
I'm sorry, what was the date of birth again?
Yeah, it's February 16, 1993.
Okay, thank you. I was able to pull up the member's profile, and I do see here it is already termed as of December 31st of 2024. How can I help you today?
Yeah, so we have sent, the claim is being denied due to an TFL, so we have sent an appeal on June 27, 2025. So can you please check it if you have received and pay if the appeal is being paid or it can be on denied?
I'm sorry, for what date of service?
Yeah, it's 12/30/2024.
12/30/2024?
Yes.
What is the amount?
Amount is $325. $325? Yes.
Okay, let me go ahead and double check. I'll get back to you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Hello, Maddox.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you so much for patiently waiting on the line. And I was able to pull up the claim for this date of service. Again, date of service December 30 of 2024. We received that on 4/7 of 2025. And that was processed 6/6/2025 for the total charge of $325. And for the status of the claim, yeah, it was denied because the claim was submitted past the planned submission deadline.
Yeah, no, I will, like, we have sent an appeal on June 27, 2025.
You sent an appeal?
Yes.
What date?
June 27, 2025.
June 25?
Yes.
2025? I'll double check, okay? Hello, Maddox? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you so much for patiently waiting in the line. After double-checking here, there is no appeal on file, but you can send an appeal. That will be 180 days from the claims determination date.
Can you give me a fax number or something like that?
I'll double check, okay? Hold on. Hello?
Yes?
Maddox?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you so much for patiently waiting in the line. This is the fax number where you can send the appeal whenever you're ready.
Yes, I'm ready.
866-206-7918. And, yeah, you can put attention to the claim number.
79 and then?
I'm sorry, what was that?
What's 866-206-7918 and then?
866-206-7918 and then put attention to the claim number.
Okay, not an issue. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, thank you so much for calling. You have a great day.